finding it fun like others did. "Slow dance. This one is a lot easier," Damon told him. "Pretend I'm the girl. Place your hands on my waist like this." Damon was right. Slow dancing was much more Wilder's thing. He picked up on it in no time. "Thanks, Damon. Dancing sucks, but at least I won't embarrass myself." "You're welcome. That's what I'm here for." Stone, the second oldest of the town's in 9, is going to pick up Hunter at his after party. "I'll pick you and Kane up at 9 when the dance ends. Call me if something changes. Grab Kane. I'll meet you at the car." Wilder and Kane rolled their eyes as Damon lectured them again on how to treat girls as he drove them to the dance. The Townsend brothers might be a rowdy pack, but between their parents and Damon, they were gentlemen. If they weren't, it wasn't their mom or dad the brothers worried about. It was Damon. "Remember what I taught you. You've got this. Have fun," Damon whispered to Wilder as he got out of the car. Damon had been right. He'd had fun. Well, with the slow dances, at least. His move snagged him a kiss from the girl he liked. The other dancing, well, that sucked, but he hadn't been embarrassed. He just knew he didn't like dancing. Wilder snuck into the house at 1 in the morning. At least he thought he had, when a voice came out of the darkness. "Wilder, garage, now." Wilder groaned at Damon's tone of command. Wilder kept his head down as he walked into the garage. They had a large garage that they'd all helped their dad to expand one summer. It held 3 cars and had room for a small home gym. Cars belonging to their father, their mother, and Damon were inside the garage for those hard upstate New York winters. Stone was the only other one with a car, a hand-me-down from Damon that he'd fixed up. He had to dig it out of the snow every day during the winter. Wilder found Damon sitting on the bench with 250 pounds racked on the bar for the bench press. "You know curfew is midnight when you're in the 9th grade." Damon had opted to skip college, much to his parents' dismay, to become a mechanic and help with the kids. Damon never said anything, but all the older kids knew Damon helped pay for things the Townsend 9 did, like hockey lessons for Stone or ballet lessons for the youngest, Penelope. "Sorry. I lost track of time," Wilder muttered as he tried to keep his head down. It didn't fool Damon, though. "Look at me when you speak, Wilder." Wilder lifted his head and Damon's jaw tightened when he saw the beginnings of a black eye. "What happened?" "Jax didn't like Emma flirting with me." Jax was a lacrosse player. He thought he was a tough guy since he was on varsity as a freshman. Damon let out a breath and nodded. "Okay, Wilder. Here's what we're going to do. You're a night owl like me. I know this since you can't keep to your curfew if your life depended on it. I hear you still moving around at 2 and 3 in the morning. You meet me here every night at midnight. Got it?" Wilder frowned. "But this is your time. You've told us not to bother you when you're working out." Damon rolled his eyes. "I know what I said, and that's still true for everyone else. However, your ass better be here at midnight or I'll come into town and find you. Trust me, you don't want that. I'll embarrass the crap out of you if I have to come find you." Wilder knew Damon didn't bluff. He'd seen what Damon had done when Olivia, who was 2 years older than Wilder, had brought home a date. It wasn't pretty. Olivia yelled, Damon smirked. The date ran out the door crying. "Okay, but why?" Wilder asked. "You need to channel your nighttime energy into something that doesn't get your ass kicked. Go change. You're working out tonight before bed." Damon laid back on the bench and started lifting the bar full of weights as if it were nothing. Every night for the rest of high school, Wilder met Damon at midnight to work out. Even when his curfew moved to 1 in the morning, and even when he turned 18 and stopped having a curfew, he still showed up at midnight. Damon and he lifted weights, boxed, and worked on fighting. It was there, sitting on the worn second-hand bench, that Wilder opened the envelope and read it out loud. "Congratulations. You've been accepted." Wilder paused and then looked up at Damon. "I got a 50% scholarship." Damon shouted and pulled him into a hug. "I knew you could do it." "But Damon, that's still $15,000 a year, and it's New York City, not here." "I know, but it's the best school for you. You'll get a part-time job, and between Stone's hockey